Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today is our newest provider to join our team at Van Deest Family Health Clinic, Jess Krukenberg. Before we hear from Jess, I have a few announcements that I'd like to share. First, I want to give a reminder to our listeners. We have two new providers who have joined our behavioral health services team. Mary Claire Wunderlich is a board-certified psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner who has joined us at Van Deest Family Health Clinic. She is seeing patients full-time. She will assess, diagnose, manage medications, treat and provide therapy to patients with a wide variety of mental health conditions. She is offering appointments both in person and virtually. We also have a new mental health counselor who will be joining us next week. Samantha Snowville is a behavioral health therapist. She has over 10 years of therapy experience and brings a full range of psychotherapy services to our clinic. As mentioned, she will be joining us full-time as of March 24th and also will offer both in-person and virtual appointments. If you would like to schedule an appointment with either Mary Claire or Samantha, you may call Van Deest Family Health Clinic at 515-832-7800. I also want to remind listeners again, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and colonoscopy is the gold standard screening test for colorectal cancer. It is performed at Van Deest Medical Center by our general surgeons. We have Dr. Tim Mayfield, Dr. Casey Joe, and Dr. Dapka Bakam all doing colonoscopies. If you're 45 years or older, it's time that you get screened for colon cancer. You can call the surgery department at 515-832-7746 to schedule your screening today. I also want to mention coming up in April, the first Thursday of the month, it's April 3rd, we will have our next Seniors and Law Enforcement Together meeting. The acronym for these meetings is SALT, our SALT meetings. The meetings will start at 9 o'clock, where we offer breakfast, we'll do free blood pressure checks, and then the meeting itself actually gets underway at 9:30. The meeting in April will be held in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center, and the program will feature Jade Williams talking about dementia and prevention steps you can take. Meetings are free and open to the public. They are held bi-monthly at different locations throughout Hamilton County. Mark your calendars and plan to join us. Again, it's Thursday, April 3rd, beginning at 9 o'clock in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. And I do want to give a mention again for a terrific opportunity for a scholarship. If you have children or grandchildren who might be graduating from high school this year, any of the high schools in Hamilton County, I would say, they could possibly be eligible for the Van Deest Medical Center Auxiliary Scholarship. This scholarship is for those who are interested in pursuing a career in the medical field, or it could be someone who is going back to further their education in the medical field. The Auxiliary is offering six $1,000 scholarships this year. The application can be found online. You can go to our website at vandeestmc.org, and the deadline for the application is April 15th of this year. Again, terrific opportunity for scholarships. We definitely want to interest our young adults in pursuing careers in the healthcare field. We need people to join our team, and so we certainly hope that we have some interested, want to make sure they know that that opportunity is available. Make sure that you visit our website, again, vandeestmc.org, and the application can be found there. So, I have exciting news about this year's Community Easter Egg Hunt. The Van Deest Medical Center Foundation is partnering with the Wilson Brewer Foundation to sponsor this year's Community Easter Egg Hunt. It will be held Saturday, April 12th at 10 a.m. sharp at the Wilson Brewer Park and Train Depot, located at 202 Ohio Street in Webster City. There will be Easter egg hunts for different age groups, including a sensory-friendly and adaptive hunt for children and young adults with disabilities to participate. So several partners are coming together to sponsor this event, including the Wilson Brewer Park Foundation Board, Van Deese Medical Center Foundation Board, Trinity Lutheran Church, Asbury Methodist Church, the Cat Hut, and Rue Piper Farms. From 10 to 11, in addition to the Easter egg hunts, there will be face painting, balloon Easter ears by Sierra's Balloon Creations, live baby animals in a petting zoo with kittens, bunnies, chicks, and lambs. This is sponsored by Rue Piper Farms and the Cat Hut. Kids will be able to frost Easter egg cookies provided by Asbury Methodist Church, and there will be free photos with the Easter Bunny. There will also be a color run held at 10:30 in the morning. So, mark your calendars, plan to join us from 10 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, April 12th at Wilson Brewer Park for some Easter fun. And with that, I think we're ready to start into our program today. As I mentioned, very pleased to have as our guest our newest family nurse practitioner, Jessica. She goes by Jess Krukenberg, joining us this morning. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on the program today. I have mentioned in previous programs you had started with us. We wanted to give you some time to kind of just get your bearings, but love having you on the program, and it gives our listeners a chance to get to know you a little bit better.
Absolutely.
So let's start there. If you would maybe just share a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I was born and raised in a Des Moines suburb, lived in Johnston, but have been around the Boone and Ames area for about 15 years now. I've always had a strong passion and desire to work in healthcare. Started working at ChildServe in Johnston with those kiddos, and that led me to loving the medical side of things, which led to nursing school and then nurse practitioner. So happy to be here at Van Deese and ready to get going and taking care of patients here.
Perfect, perfect. If you would maybe share, how long were you a nurse prior to pursuing a nurse practitioner role?
Mm-hmm. I was a nurse for about 6.5 years prior to pursuing nurse practitioner role, and two primary positions as a nurse. One as a float nurse, which was any department, med-surg, med-tele, peds, OB, recovery, gave me a lot of experience and exposure. My greatest love was intensive care nursing, which is where I spent the majority of my nursing time. And that was all done in Ames, and I feel like that really launched my love for learning more and kind of led me to wanting to pursue the nurse practitioner role.
Great. And I love here, I was just sharing how we have these opportunities for the healthcare field and we need to recruit people into healthcare. And that's just how it starts for so many people. Like, yes. You know, they dabble in it in a position or two, and then it just opens so many other doors and you can continue to pursue that education just like you've done in your nurse practitioner.
Absolutely. Yep. And I highly recommend the exposure and the experience to really find your love and your passion. But nursing is a great profession, and being in the nurse practitioner role has been wonderful and has allowed me to really learn a lot more and help care for people.
Yes. And you shared you've brought a lot of experience in different areas in your nursing positions. What was it that led you to family practice here at our clinic?
Yeah. So I think family practice was a great option for me because it does allow for that variety. I love learning. That's what led me to wanting to pursue the nurse practitioner role. I don't like to be complacent, and I feel like there's just so much to know out there. And having the family practice role really opens the opportunities to see all different types of disease processes and different types of patients. And I've really enjoyed being able to do that.
For sure. And in a family practice clinic like ours, you can see patients of all ages. And we'll talk a little bit about your practice and what that looks like. But it does give the opportunity for variety and getting to know the families and kind of medical history and background and making all of those connections, which is really rewarding too.
Very much so. The connections are everything. I mean, healthcare isn't always easy, and certainly in the recent past, there's been challenges, nationwide, but I think the connections for people that really love what they're doing is what keeps them going and makes it a great place to work.
Yeah, we hear that so often. Yeah. So I'm thrilled to hear that. You have been a wonderful addition to our hospital and clinic team. You've been with us just a little over a month and a half. Mm-hmm. My gosh, you're seeing patients. Your schedule is full. I know this. What led you to Vandy's Medical Center? What brought you here?
I was really desiring a small town feel. I wanted to be able to know who I was working with. I wanted to be able to build those long-lasting connections. I didn't want to feel like I was treating a number, and I didn't want the patients to feel like they were just a number. Vandy East is closer to my home, and it's a smaller community, which I just love. And it's been a great month and a half, and I'm just excited to be here for the long haul, and that was really what I was looking for in a new position as well.
Well, as I've mentioned, you've just been a terrific addition, have fit right in, and we are thrilled to have you here.
Thank you.
So let's do talk about your practice a little bit. What are some of the different types of services and procedures you provide within the scope of your practice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can see patients from birth to death, whether it's your annual physicals or wellness visits, sick visits, acute visits, injuries, women's health. I'm happy to see women's health and diagnose those disease processes. In terms of procedures, injections for pain or joints, things to help with injuries. Again, the family practice role really opens up the opportunities to do a lot of things. And I'm happy to have those discussions with patients and come up with the best plan of how we can care for them.
Perfect. Any specialized areas or particular areas of interest that you've maybe had in your training or education or experience that you would want to expand on to share with listeners?
Yeah, I have a strong passion for women's health. Just from past personal experiences and my time in school, I've just really found a love for that. So that's always something that I'm trying to learn more about and help patients. I also have a very strong passion for kiddos with autism, Down syndrome. Just from my days working at ChildServe, that was just one of the most rewarding jobs that I've ever had. So love seeing those kiddos. But again, just anything, I'm open to anything and willing to learn more about different disease processes. And if patients have other concerns, I'm an open book and I'm happy to help with whatever they need.
See, Jess is talking to the perfect person because I hear this and I'm like, oh, she doesn't know. But I hear future radio programs and lots of topics that we can talk about in seeing really, like you said, anything within the scope of family practice, but really having a love for women's health, for areas of health concern with kiddos, because it does open up a lot of topics to talk about. Mm-hmm. There's so many things with women's health, but then there's a lot of things with children and caring for children.
Yeah.
And being a mom too, which I know we'll hear from a little bit in the program from you, but lots of opportunity to provide some great education going forward. So
yeah, and I think those two specific areas are not always areas that patients feel comfortable asking about or seeking help for. So really, you know, putting myself out there to let them know, like, I'm here for you. You know, let's talk about this. Let's help treat these problems.
That is so true. I think so often that is the hurdle for people. You know, they'll do, we have all sorts of technology now at our fingertips. So, you know, we'll do our own little research and get ourselves into that hole, which sometimes then just creates more anxiety and more questions when having that relationship and feeling comfortable with your provider and just be able to sit down like you would sit in and have a cup of coffee and talk about it means so much to people, you know, and that's what we like to provide to all of our patients here. We encourage people. We have a terrific team of providers, and we want every one of our patients to have that relationship. And so that when they leave, they feel like their questions have been answered and they have a sense of comfort and knowing that they've been cared for.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, women's health and children, but anything, you know, maybe our first visit is we just get to know each other so that you do feel comfortable with me managing your care.
Great. Great stuff. You've shared quite a bit already leading into my next question, Jess. But anything else that you would want patients to know in particular about you and maybe what you consider your practice philosophy?
I think one thing that's extremely important to me in my practice is honesty on both my behalf and my patients. I feel like I have a good balance of using past personal and professional experience, as well as the most up-to-date information and standards of care to care for patients. But if I don't know something or I'm not sure how to help you, I will find that help for you and I will seek that for you. But I just ask for honesty so that we can have a really good, comfortable relationship with each other.
Open and as transparent as it can be.
I have no judgments for, you know, how you take care of yourself and what you're doing in your life, but honesty helps me to take better care of you.
To know the entire picture and have that so the best possible treatment plan can be put forth.
And just, you know, making sure that patients are comfortable and they feel like I have their best interest at heart and that they're not just another name on the schedule or another number in the clinic.
Oh, how great. You know, it's early on in your kind of in your journey with VanDiest Medical Center, but, you know, not too early to ask, I don't think. Any particular goals that you have for yourself, for your practice going forward?
I mean, I think being busy, you know, so that I'm always staying up to date on things is just kind of a big picture goal. But I think, you know, things like this radio show, you know, providing more education for patients, really just exposure and being available. I can't think of anything, you know, specifically, just because there's so much that can be done. But just keeping my feet wet and being available and building relationships is what's most important right now.
Yes. Oh, well, I love hearing that. And you're right. There are so many opportunities. We know in the marketing side of things with healthcare, there are endless opportunities to provide education using the technology we have. We can reach different audiences, and it's just one more step for that connection to be made, for people to get to know you, for people to hear you and say, you know, I feel like I can really relate to her. And yeah, I would love to just see what she's all about and schedule an appointment. So we look forward to partnering with you and providing those opportunities in all of our communities. I mean, you know, we're based here in Webster City, but we have satellite clinics in Jewell and Stratford and Fort Dodge. And we look for opportunities all the time to provide different education.
Absolutely. People. I think that's the nice part for me, too, about being closer to home is that I do have those opportunities to go to those different areas and be more available. So mm-hmm. looking forward to those types of things.
Well, that is great to hear. That's like music to my ears. And I do think that is a lot of what separates us, a community hospital and our clinic, from a larger city, metro area, because we do make the most of those opportunities to provide, you know, the education, the programming, different things. It is about caring for our communities, and that's why we're here doing it.
So absolutely.
Yeah, agreed. This is just wonderful to hear. What are you most excited about as you begin your new practice here in Webster City?
Again, just the relationship building between patients and families, but also coworkers. I mean, I have always felt for a very long time, we spend so much of our life at work that you better really enjoy it. And you better like the people that you're working with. And so I've made such great relationships already, and I'm just looking forward to those continuing to build and meeting new people and having a really great workplace environment and connections here.
Well, you have joined a fantastic team. So again, we are thrilled to have you here. So let's talk about days and hours you're available for those that may want to schedule an appointment.
Yeah, so I'm working 4 days a week in the clinic, and I have Wednesdays off. So here from 7 to 5, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We are going to be working on self-scheduling, where you can schedule online for a visit with myself or call the clinic. But I'm here pretty often, so schedules are getting full, and I'm happy about that. So, yeah.
Great to hear. I know you had a full schedule today, so I was thrilled that you could work this recording in between your appointments today. For those who are interested, you can call the clinic, Vandy's Family Health Clinic, at 515-832-7800 to schedule an appointment with Jess. And then, as she mentioned, I do know that it is our intention to offer her appointments online to be able to do self-scheduling, which is available through our website. And it listeners have heard me talk about it. It is slick. It is easy. And so I'm thrilled that we'll be coming, and we'll definitely promote and announce that when that is available for Jess and her appointments, and include that in some of the marketing too, because it's really handy even just to have a QR code there that can go right to Jess's schedule and then see the availability that she has open first available. Yep. So great. Okay. So when you're not seeing patients in the clinic, tell us about you and what you enjoy doing in your free time.
Well, I don't have a ton of that. Yeah, right. I've got 3 little kids and a husband. I've got a 4.5-year-old Marin, 2.5-year-old Colson, and 16-month-old Maisie, and my husband John. So they keep me busy. We're huge Iowa State fans, so when we do get some free time, going to some basketball games, football games, we enjoy those, and camping in the summer, we're kind of picking up on the camping, so that's fun, but just anything with the kids, you know, taking them to do new things, and a couple nights, you know, dinner dates or those types of things. So mostly kid stuff right now, though.
Oh, sounds great. Yes, Jess is a busy mom and a terrific family nurse practitioner. Again, we are so thrilled to have her as part of our team at Vandy's Family Health Clinic in Webster City. Jess, anything else you wish to share?
I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be seeing patients and really looking forward to building connections with people in Webster City and Hamilton County. So thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Thank you for being on the show today. Welcome to our team. Again, for those listening, if you would like to schedule an appointment with Jess, you can call Vandy's Family Health Clinic at 515-832-7800. Again, Jess, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Lori.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Vandy's Medical Center, where our focus is you.